Live from legendary Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee, Sam at Music and Larivee Guitars proudly present two guys fumbling their way through the music business so you don't do. It's Scott and Hino and the Music Row Show.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Music Row Show, brought to you by Larivee Guitars and Sam Ash Music, right here on News Radio 1510 WLAC. My name's Scott.
And I'm Hino. You know what? It's another three-hour program, starting with our summer showcase hour. Just to remind you, our numbers to call in are 737-WLAC.
800-688-WLAC.
Or *WLAC on your Verizon Wireless.
You can also email your questions live to the show via mail at themusicrowshow.com.
Yeah. You know what? We've got a great show tonight. We've got Seraphim Records artist Peter Bradley Adams. We've got Songwriters Guild President Rick Carnes and hit songwriter Wayne Kirkpatrick all in the studio tonight with us.
It's another packed one.
It is.
It is.
We do it.
I don't know. We're lucky. I also want y'all to tune in next Sunday night. We're going to be doing a special broadcast live from Dollywood. We have some very, very cool guests lined up that's sure to make for a special 3 hours. We're actually going to have an interview with Senator Orrin Hatch.
Yes.
Who, I don't know if you knew this, but has written like 300 songs. He's a songwriter.
He's got seven albums out.
Yeah.
Seven albums.
He loves songwriters. He loves the whole process.
Yeah.
And just wrote a song for Ted Kennedy, actually. Welcoming him back to the Senate. That was big news last week.
Very cool.
So before we send out some shout-outs, though, we have someone on the phone, and I promised him we'd get to him as soon as he called.
Okay, great. We've got Clay. Clay, welcome to the Music Row Show.
What's up, fellas?
Hey. How you doing, buddy? It's Clay from Sam Ash Music.
That's me. How's everything going this evening?
Awesome.
Good, buddy. We just got in. How are you doing?
Oh, we're just cranking out the hits over here at Sam Ash.
Nice.
Making money for the big guys.
Nice.
Well, and I'm sorry you missed the interview with Sammy. We're going to get a copy of that to you as soon as possible.
Man, but I hope so. I've actually had, you know, I'll tell you something. Since we became part of your show, we have so many people that walk in and tell us that they heard good things about us on the Music Row Show. We talk about the Music Row Show here. And I think that's exactly what sparked us to come up with what we're doing this coming week. You're right. I wish I had heard the Sammy interview. I can't wait to get a copy of it. And I appreciate all the good things that were said about Sam Ash. We're doing our best over here. But I'm certainly excited about what we got coming up Tuesday night.
Oh, well, yeah, we are too.
Yeah, tell us, what are we doing Tuesday night? Because I can't remember.
Tuesday night, we're filling up a wash tub full of watermelon
nice.
Jello.
No, nice.
I'm there.
What we're going to do is we're going to bring Scott and Hino in and with a couple of other writers. Our feature writer that night is going to be Brian White.
That's right.
And we're going to set up a writer's room inside our acoustic area. And you guys are going to get to perform, and I'm finally going to be able to hear Scott sing. I'm dying to hear that.
And let me just apologize in advance for you.
Yeah.
I'm really, really sorry about
you guys
that.
Sell earplugs, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
we're going to actually we'll have some earplugs there for free.
Excellent. Excellent. It's really best.
No,
it's
not.
Really best.
Actually, I'm looking very, very forward to it. We've been trying to put together a writer's thing. You know, with me being the GM of Sam Ash, and I'm also a songwriter as well, aspiring songwriter, I've been trying to get more songwriting things happening inside the music store. We've done several clinics featuring some heavy metal guitar players. We've had a couple of bands that's come in and performed national acts as well as local acts. So we've done bluegrass shows, we've done finger picking shows, and we've done everything but songwriter shows. So I'm really excited. I hope that this kicks off. I hope we get a good crowd. And if it goes over as well as I expect it to, then hopefully we'll be able to do it more and more often.
Cool. That's going to be this Tuesday night from about 6 to 8.
That's right.
At the Sam Ash location up in Madison, Tennessee.
Right.
So anybody who's around the Nashville area, come on down.
Come on down. And if you decide to do a little bit of shopping, what were you and I talking about earlier?
Well, we're definitely going to send some Sam Ash and Music Row love to all those shoppers that want to buy something that night. We'll come up with either a free gift or, you know, we'll see if we can't work out some special deals. But all you have to do is come in and say we're here for the Music Row show. And we'll go from there. And we'll certainly make it worth your while.
I love it. Well, hey, man, we're looking forward to seeing you. Thanks so much for calling in.
Me too. And I'll see you guys Tuesday night.
All right.
See you later, buddy.
Don't forget to tune up, okay?
No.
why start now?
See you later.
Enjoy your show.
Thanks.
All right.
Hey, by the way, also we should point out that while we're there, we're also going to be handing out some goodies from our friends at D'Addario,
Planet Waves.
And Ricky from Larrivee has sent
right.
us a little box of goodies, too.
So all kind. We're also going to be playing that new acoustic reference amp from LR Bags that we've been talking about for these last few weeks. So we're going
right.
to have a couple of those there, too.
Have you heard so many plugs in one short amount of time, Peter?
Wow. So.
That was amazing.
I mean, that
wasn't
was,
it?
You know.
Impressive.
well, cool. Well, two more really quick shout outs. Hino, hit with.
Well, we got the NSAI Song Camp coming up.
It's this coming week. It's.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What's today?
Today's Sunday, the 20th.
Oh, never mind. It's actually started today.
Good.
So
in that if
case,
you're not
just
there,
hi to everybody.
You're late. Go.
You missed it.
you know, D'Addario Planet Waves is another one of our sponsors. They. Have donated another fine product called the
Chordmaster.
That's right. It's a great tuner. It's a chord dictionary and a metronome all in one, and that's going to be our prize this month for everybody who emails a question into the
not
show.
Not for everybody.
everybody who emails into the show is qualified.
There
we
go.
We will draw a name at the end of the month, and that'll all you got to do is email a question in during the show to mail@themusicrowshow.com.
That's right, and it's very cool. It's a tuner, it's a chord, it has a chord dictionary for lefties or righties, and also a metronome. So
yeah.
Check it out. Our title sponsors are Larrivee, Samish Music. We'll talk more about these great companies later. But if I may, I'm going to go ahead and bring on our 6 o'clocker.
Please do.
Our 6 o'clocker. Listen to me. It's not like I'm a masseuse.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I'd know. Okay. Peter... was formerly one half of the duo East Mountain South, signed by Robbie Robertson to DreamWorks Records back in 2001. Since then, he's released one solo record independently and is set to release his second. Is it still August 5th?
August 5th.
August 5th with Sarathan. Is it Sarathan or Sarathan?
Sarathan.
Sarathan?
You know what? It's really up to you.
Okay.
Wow.
Sarathan.
Multiple
Sarathan.
Choice.
I've choose Sarathan.
Okay, so anyways, we're very excited. I've had this CD for about 2 weeks now, and I liked it so much that it stayed at home today because I keep playing it at home. So I'm very, very excited to introduce Peter Bradley Adams to the show. Welcome to the Music Row Show.
So
all right.
All right.
Glad to be here.
All right, well, let's play something.
All right, we're gonna do an old one. Face another day. I won't wait until tomorrow. I won't spend another night without you. Let me carry you away. Let me wake you every morning. Let me wander. Beside you, 'cause you dance in my head, in my heart, in my everything. You belong. Thing. You can sleep a little longer. You can dream another dream beside me. I could walk another road. I could sing another sad song. But I could never make it home. Without you, because you dance in my head, in my heart, in my everything. You belong. Oh.
Thank you. Introduce the band.
The band is Mr. Lex Price.
All right.
On the miraculous tenor guitar.
Which I've never actually seen one close up. This
That's
is
pretty
a
cool.
beautiful instrument.
For anybody, picture that. It's a four-string guitar. It looks like a regular guitar, except that it's got a really skinny neck and only four strings, kind of like a mandolin. And I guess it's tuned higher than a regular guitar, right?
It's tuned like an octave mandolin.
Tuned like a mandolin. That's pretty cool.
Very cool. Well, Peter... this is kind of a weird question, but I looked around for information on you on the internet, and there's not a whole lot of like bio information. So I'm led to believe that you like came to this planet fully grown and just have some sort of mutant ability to play any instrument you touch, right?
Either that, or there's no story worth telling.
I doubt that. I doubt that. Everybody, I'm sure you have lots of stories.
No,
but
there's definitely. More than enough.
Where are you from, man?
I'm from Alabama.
Okay, what part?
Birmingham.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
You know Jason? Jason's a guy I know that lives over there.
Do you know Jason?
What?
I suddenly thought maybe I'd met a guy named Jason out in the hall. And I'd
no.
forgotten already.
Yeah, because you came to Nashville via Los Angeles, via...
Right.
So how did that happen?
Well, I grew up in Alabama, and I ended up going out to Los Angeles to write music for film and TV, and that's mm-hmm. what I was doing for about 5 years.
Okay.
But the whole time I was secretly writing songs. There was just a moment where I finally just decided to bail on the TV stuff. I was writing a lot of bad music for bad television.
I love it.
That's weird. I've never seen any bad television. Have you?
Occasionally, there's some out
wow.
there.
Wow. Yeah. Huh. Who knew?
WB. Well, we're going to be right back because I want to actually back it up about how he got into doing the TV.
Yeah.
And music, too. So
the numbers to call in are 737-WLAC.
800-688-WLAC.
Or *WLAC on your Verizon Wireless. This is the Music Row Show, News Radio 1510 WLAC. Welcome back to the Music Row Show here on News Radio 1510 WLAC.
Jazz chord.
Yeah. Brought to you this hour by Sam Ash Music and Larrivé Guitars.
When my blood runs warm with an old red wine.
We are here with Peter Bradley Adams, and his new album, Leave Taking, is going to be coming to stores on August 5th.
August 5th.
So we're looking forward to that.
Now, is that Leaf Taking?
Leave.
Like a gardener? No.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope,
just want to make sure.
No.
Leave taking.
Leave taking. One confusing word.
That's from. Talk to us about that. I know that has a literary history.
It does. It's from a poem by a guy named Mark Strand.
Mm-hmm.
And it, without getting too deep on you guys.
All right. We got an hour.
No. We don't want to do that. No. It's just this the word resonates a lot with me, and I was talking to someone the other day about there's all these old traditional tunes, old tunes that sort of have that theme in them, and some of them are gospel tunes, and some of them are love songs, some of them are traveling songs, and it's just a theme which kind of resonates with me. And some of the tunes on some of them are literally about leaving or being left, or before you leave, or just after you leave, and just sort of that old longing. Some of them sort of feel like traditional tunes to me too. So
a lot of peppy pick me up tunes then. A lot of
That's the next record. Yeah.
A lot of toe tappers.
I'm gonna dig myself out of the ground. The next record.
So let's go back a little bit to your time in L.A. You were writing. Were you doing commercials or
I did
music
some commercials
for TV
too.
Shows
sort
or
of
what
my
were you
last
doing?
Gig was a lot of commercials and movie trailers, and it was I learned a lot. I got to write a lot of music and work with a lot of amazing musicians, but just wasn't really my thing.
Well, going from Birmingham, Alabama, mm-hmm. did you just wake up one day and said I'm going to LA? Or, I mean, what was the process there?
I was kind of heavily into music, but I was studying classical music. I was went to University of Alabama grad school, got a master's.
Oh,
down
wow!
There. But I knew that I didn't want to be in the academy, the academic world, and I wanted to.
So you got a master's in music?
Yeah.
Wow.
I did.
So I think he might know a few more chords than we do.
I don't know.
Maybe six.
I know some chords, but
was there a particular I don't know what you call it, specialty of music that you got your degree in?
Well, it was in composition, so I was writing music for all sorts of ensembles and lots of choral music too. I think that I was all that training has often just gotten in the way.
Has it?
Of making music. And
how do you mean?
Well, just you can't be in your head, especially as a songwriter. Mm-hmm. And I'm still struggling with that. As
the technical aspects.
Yeah,
it's
got to be an intuitive process, and you're not following rules. You're not. Mm. But I mean, I'm glad I did it. I guess in a way, it allowed me to write from musicians out in L.A. and I can talk to musicians maybe.
Right.
A little bit better than some people, but I don't think it helps me at all as a writer. Maybe so, as an arranger, it does.
Did you go to L.A. with a gig already in hand, or?
Well, I went out there and did some yet some more studying of film music, like to write music for film.
Where'd you do that?
At USC.
Yeah.
There's a 1-year program they have out there. It's really great, and all you do is you write music for little clips, and you go into a studio with 10 or 12 players, and you conduct and record your piece. It was just constant, just writing, recording. That was great.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, that's certainly where that previous training would come in handy, if you gotta.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I would have not the first clue of how to, like, okay, the violins do this and the piccolos do that, and I don't know, So that's impressive.
Okay, what's the worst TV show you ever wrote something for? Can you say that?
Well, there's this.
That I watched it.
Well, the coolest stuff I did was
dodge that one.
Well, the Discovery Channel, Learning Channel shows.
Oh, sure.
Fun things. And the,
Shark Week?
Lots of, say, Sea Tech. That was one.
Sea
Tech. Underwater submarines and all sorts of stuff. The worst thing I did was for this show called The Net, spinoff of that Sandra Bullock
of that movie.
It was on the USA Network. And
I remember that.
It was on for about 5 minutes, wasn't
it? Pretty bad television, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just wall-to-wall music.
It's weird because the movie was so good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
It was a pretty good movie. I liked it.
Okay.
I like it. What are you, Siskel and Ebert?
I like, I'm
Let's
both.
Stick with music.
I love Sandra Bullock, though.
All right.
That brought the show to a grinding halt. How about you play us another tune?
Play something else. We'll help us out of this.
All right. We're going to do one called I'll Forget You. Thank you. But those days have all but gone. And still I'm listening in to that old long distance call. But I'll forget you. The fields are turning gold as the winter moves in, and there's a love I used to know, but I forget you, so bye-bye. So bye-bye. There's a ghost above my door, stuck in the air. There's a high lonesome call, but I'll forget you, so bye-bye. So bye-bye. There's a space around me and grows. I need the touch of your skin. So I wear this ring of gold till I forget you. So bye-bye. So bye-bye. So bye-bye.
That's a lot. That's great.
Thank you.
I like that.
That's beautiful.
Love the groove on that. That's
so. You're doing movies. You're doing TV shows. You're doing commercials. And you're in LA, and that's kind of where you hook up with Kate, right?
Cat.
Which is Cat.
Cat.
With East Mountain South.
Exactly right.
And I don't want to spend a lot of time on that because that's done and gone. But I'd love to hear about how you guys hooked up, and then how you hooked up with Robbie Robertson. I'm a huge fan of his.
Yeah, well, me too. I mean, it happened just insanely fast. Kat and I started singing together, not really intending to be a duo, and just people started responding to us singing together. So we started playing shows. We came up with this crazy name, East Mountain South, which is a whole other story. We don't need to tell that one. And within a year, we were sitting in Robbie Robertson's office, who was an A&R guy at DreamWorks Records at the time. I had no idea that this guy would have an office and actually working for a record label, but he did, and he hadn't been doing it very long. I think he had just a few years.
This is the Robbie Robertson,
the
right?
From the band,
okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
I was just, you know, in fact, when I heard we were going in to meet him, I thought it was someone else.
Somebody,
yeah, the Robbie Robertson. And but it was him. We walked in, and a lot of, there had been some labels interested, but they had all sort of said, you know, can't get the whole label behind. We love you guys. And when we walked in his office, it just felt really different. He was super excited, and he basically offered us a deal there.
Wow.
In that first meeting, and so changed everything very quickly.
Wow.
And the next day was 9/11 after that meeting. So it was just a pretty shocking time.
Did that stop
lives.
Everything then? As a result,
it just delayed everything.
Yeah.
But it went through and it happened. We made a record with DreamWorks. Came out in 2003.
Right.
And was it? I've heard some of it. It's kind of hard to find online too. I was having a hard time. I should have tried my iTunes. I guess I didn't even think of that.
It's on iTunes.
Darn it! What's wrong with
is
me?
Is it a different style altogether than
doing
now? Or?
No, it's. I mean,
for some of the harmonies and stuff.
Yeah, it's heavy harmony. We sang together on a lot of the songs, and that was really the sound of the band.
All right. So then what prompted you to go in a different direction and do the solo thing?
Well, a lot of things. First of all, the DreamWorks got bought. And we got shifted around to a few labels and eventually sort of orchestrated getting ourselves released from one. And at that point, I was not really because of all that. I mean, the experience with DreamWorks, I have to say, was not your normal nightmare. It was actually great. Those guys were great, which is maybe one of the reasons why they went out of business.
They're
so generous. But it was great, and I think I was just ready to do my own thing at that point. And so it's been a long, hard road since then, but it's been pretty amazing.
Well, what did you learn from the time at DreamWorks as far as working with a label and doing that? Because like you said, it all happened so fast. Mm-hmm. What knowledge did you gain from that helped you in choosing Seraphim?
I don't know, because I think that the world is such a different industry completely. We were kind of at the tail end of the old formula, and that just doesn't exist anymore. And I don't really know. It seems like there's not a lot of correlation between the two.
Okay. Apples and oranges.
Yeah, totally apples and oranges. I mean, they were really sort of the old-fashioned label, taking care of you and doing it was great. It's much more, you know, you got to do a lot of stuff yourself, no matter what, no matter who's helping you out. Now you got to.
Now it's just we expect an album by this date and.
Well, no,
call
I mean,
us
no,
when you're done.
No, it's great. I mean, it's Seraphim is great, and I'm excited. I mean, I wouldn't have been able to do this without their help and their supportive, and it's I have no complaints.
Great. Are they based here or
they're in Seattle?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now what as far as and we're gonna ask some questions that might sound really dumb to you, but a lot of it is just because we haven't done a whole lot with indie artists in here. We kind of stick. A lot of our guests are kind
that.
Of the Nashville formula. So
why would
this
they
is
want me?
This is exciting. You know, it's the Music Row show. We want to talk about all different
music
parts
is
of it.
Music. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're looking at it from an indie basis, it's a whole different thing, because it's not like you're going to get played on 500 country stations around the country or anything like that. So I don't know how to say this. So I'm just gonna. How do you get your music out to the listeners? And obviously your success, you know, I was looking at your tour schedule, you're playing all over the place. Is that really where your income is generated from for the most part, is out there touring?
Well, not quite yet. I mean, there is some income, but that's sort of where it's all headed, I think. The live show, not only making money, but selling merch getting heard. I've been really lucky getting stuff on film and like songs placed in film and television.
Right.
And that's
is that something you're pursuing at the same time?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. There's actually a song that's going to be on Army Wives tonight.
Oh.
Oh, really? Okay.
From my last record. And so, and then also from the East Mount South days, a lot of those songs got in, and that still generates some income.
Okay.
So it's been, I mean, it's not easy, but it's definitely been, I've been lucky.
How have you gone about that? Are you pitching those out yourself, or do you have a publisher or somebody that's working with those?
I have a company that represents, that pitches the songs to all the music supervisors of the shows, and they're in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And I've been working with them for a while.
Cool.
Which years.
Which one is it?
They're called Secret Road.
Okay.
Oh, Secret's out.
Oh.
Dum-dum-dum.
Well, that's great. Yeah. So that allows you to go ahead and pursue the project you're doing now and not be so panicked about, you know, need to make X amount of dollars at the next show, or we're not going to the one after that.
thing. You know? Yeah, it's a little. There's a little. A tiny little bit of comfort zone there.
Well, that's good, yeah. Well, I mean, because that's something that a lot of people who are interested in possibly pursuing the indie road wonder. You know, I mean, because you said, the old model is, you know, the record company pays for everything, you get these big advances, and you're, you know, a slave to the record company for the rest of your life. Now it's different. How does it work? You know, and so here we got somebody who's making it work, and so the question is, how do you make it work? I mean, so you're saying mostly merch.
I don't think I'm quite in the place where my major income is going to be generated from touring. I mean, I'm making a little money, but you've got to kind of get to the level of having quite a large following, I think.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. How do you go about building up that following?
That's a good question. I'm working on it. It's just all sorts of things. You have to go out and play. You have to open up for people, get in front of audiences that you think are going to like what you do, and getting stuff on television helps tremendously. Getting stuff on the radio, AAA radio is sort of the format that plays my stuff and played the East Mountain South stuff, and that's been good.
Well, I'd like to talk more when we come back about the impact that having those songs on TV shows and stuff like that has. We're going to be right back on the Music Row Show. This is News Radio 1510 WLAC.
Welcome back to the Music Row Show here on News Radio 1510 WLAC, brought to you this hour by Larrivé Guitars and Sam Ash Music. We're here with Peter Bradley Adams.
Numbers to call in are 737-WLAC,
800-688-WLAC,
or star WLAC on your Verizon Wireless. I feel bad talking.
I know.
Because I want to hear this.
I feel like we should be
quiet.
Talking in a hushed voice.
That's right. I feel like...
Has this song been in a movie or TV show?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, attention, music supervisors.
That's right. You know what I noticed from the stuff that I did get to read about you, and plus the music that you've written, is it seems like you read them books every now and then, those kind of literary things.
Books?
Yeah, I know.
You mean the things
without
with, like,
the pictures? I mean, I read a lot, but I read comic books.
Does that count?
I do. I'm big on Batman, which, by the way, the movie rocked.
Whoa.
But you really pull a lot out of literary reference and poetry and actual literature, don't you?
I mean, it doesn't. I guess some. I don't know. It doesn't seem like that's the main source. But there's occasionally, yeah, some inspiration from stuff.
I just felt a little smarter after I listened to your CD a few times.
Wow. I don't know, man. You know, you just, that's the way you want to imagine it.
It's like those Baby Genius CDs, you know, with the Mozart, but for grown-ups, you know. We've got your CDs.
I'm reading right now, actually.
Are you?
He's bored with your conversation.
At this second, yeah.
He's reading something else.
All right, he's reading the Don't Pull Gum Under Here. Hey, will you play us one more tune?
Okay, yeah. This is a song called Keep Us. It's not inspired by a book.
Oh, okay. But it could be.
Two. Oh, yeah. Comfort and the rain on that lover's own know. So we lay hand in hand while the water rolls. Every season will turn
the world is upside down. Rivers overflow and go underground. And in the eye of the storm, in the safety of this house, we lay hand in hand while the world turns round. And keep us, keep us, and keep us from the storm. Lesson in the rain, the change will always come. Let us ride this wave and then greet the sun. And though the ground may shake and we'll think we've had enough, we must raise our flags for the ones we love. And keep us, keep us, and keep us from the storm. And keep us, and keep us, from the storm. Yeah.
We'll be right back on the Music Row Show on News Radio 1510 WLAC.
Sounds familiar.
Deja vu. Hey, welcome back to the Music Row Show here on News Radio 1510 WLAC. We have our last segment here with Peter Bradley Adams. And I was looking at your MySpace, which, by the way, go ahead and give us a shameless MySpace plug.
Oh, it's the MySpace.com/Peter Bradley Adams.
Perfect.
That sounds so cool. I got to get three names.
You know do, what? But I've heard your middle name.
Well, I'm going to have to make one up. You know?
It doesn't help. But you got some really cool gigs coming up now. You're heading to France pretty soon.
And yeah.
I was curious, how is the indie type of music that you do, how is that?
I have no idea. I'm about to find out.
Oh, really?
Oh,
you've
your
never
first
gone
time?
And played there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never played there. I mean, I hear from everybody that Europe in general is just, the enthusiasm is off the hook there for, especially kind of Americana stuff.
Okay.
That's what I hear. Well, I'll let you know.
Okay, cool.
Back.
Call us. Would you please? I'm serious. I'd love to know.
Okay.
I'd love to know. Cool. So, and is it just France, or are you doing some?
No, it's just basically all in Paris area, little places.
Okay.
There's one that's outside of Paris.
Have you been boning up on your French phrases to say between songs and
not
stuff?
At all.
Or?
Not at all, but I think I need to start.
Yeah. When do you leave?
End of September.
Okay, you got time.
You got time.
You
know. Yeah. Okay, and the new album comes out next month in, what, 2 weeks?
August 5th, yeah.
August 5th.
Okay, and it's coming out to stores. I mean, is it
mm-hmm.
all the regular venues, Amazon, iTunes?
Yeah, Amazon, iTunes. It'll be in Barnes and Noble.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be in all the indie stores too.
Okay.
Like Grimey's here. It'll be
oh,
there.
Great, right.
It's getting distributed by Universal Fontana, which is sort of the indie wing of Universal Distribution.
Okay.
They know their way around.
Yeah. Well, I'm stoked. I know I said this earlier, but I really have enjoyed the CD. And,
well, thanks.
And
for
I
listen.
Felt really stupid for not yeah. bringing it. I'm glad you. Thank you for bringing another one. We figured out how they can buy your music, and you know, we got a couple more seconds. Let's talk about a song that has really kind of got a whole life of its own, and that's the "As You Are to Me."
So you are to me.
So you are.
So
to me.
You are
thank
to
you.
Me. Yeah, that's become kind of a wedding.
Yeah,
staple,
well, I wrote
it
for my sister's wedding and sang it with my aunt and my cousin, three-part harmony at the wedding. And then
cool.
years later, when I started working with Kat of East Mountain South, she sang it. She just killed it. It
was, yeah.
She did a beautiful job and that ended up on the record. And then it also ended up in a movie during a wedding scene.
Which movie?
it's called Lucky Seven. It has that Patrick Dempsey guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just before the Grey's Anatomy thing happened.
Okay.
It's a nice little movie.
Okay.
Called Lucky Seven. And
with that song in it.
That song.
That's really
the
highlight of the movie.
And so I decided a lot of people started asking for it, so I actually printed the music out. It's really simple.
Mm-hmm.
And I just give it away. People email this info at peterbradleyadams.com, and I send them a PDF of the sheet music, so it's just kind of become a wedding song, and then I wasn't gonna put it on the new record, but Lex is sitting right here, we sort of found a new way into it. Mm-hmm. I didn't even want to try to do anything better than what Kat had done, but we just did something different, and it works, and so we put it on the record.
Very cool.
Great.
Well, and if you go onto YouTube and just type in So You Are to Me or Peter Bradley Adams, there's a whole bunch of different versions of it. I don't know if you knew that.
I heard an a cappella version, and women's a cappella group sent me a pretty,
really?
Pretty astonishing version of
it. Nice.
I saw a signed version.
Really?
Someone
wow.
doing sign language to it.
Oh, wow.
So, go check it out on YouTube, man.
While the music's playing?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think. I mean, the sound was off.
Yeah, the sound doesn't really have to be on for that, right?
I had no idea what she was saying either.
Oh, my goodness.
This has been great. Thank you so much for coming in. And seriously, call us when you get back from France and just chat with us.
Yeah, we'd love to hear the update of how that goes. That would be really cool.
I'll let you guys know.
Well, listen, stick around. We've got another couple great hours coming up. We got Rick Carnes, the president of the Songwriters Guild of America, coming up in the next hour. And
hopefully.
And then after that, we've got the great Wayne Kirkpatrick, who's a great songwriter who's written many, many songs that you know, including Change the World for Eric Clapton.
That's right.
Which is and Boondocks for Little Big Town. So stick around. We'll be back on the Music Row Show, News Radio 1510 WLAC.